Again, another week, another opportunity for our football team. God, the guys were outstanding today in our meetings and on the practice field, worked hard, a lot of energy. Excited to be playing again, playing against a good team in Detroit. They came off a huge win on Monday night in Green Bay. I think they have a very talented football team. I got a lot of respect for their head coach. He's a really good coach. And they're doing a good job, and obviously they're playing for something. They're chasing something, and we get that. But we are too. You know, we have an opportunity to go on the road and play a game, another opportunity for us, our players. Again, as I said, walked in this building with the right frame of mind the last several days, getting ready to compete and play and see if we can put some of our challenges behind us and go win a football game. But we know it'll be tough. Playing on the road, playing against a team that I think's playing good right now. So we got to go play our best football game. But I think we're very excited about the opportunity.
Josh said you guys met yesterday and had mm-hmm. a good meeting. What did you take away from that, and what was your kind of point to Josh?
I was really impressed sitting across from Josh and talking to him. It was different than the time a year ago when I had him back when he was back during the summer. I saw a young man who was a lot more mature, who understood exactly where he is and what he was trying to accomplish and do. We touched several different subjects, and I'll keep that between me and him. But I was very pleased with where Josh was. I mean, he looks in tremendous shape, and there's a different look in his eye. And I'm excited that he's here.
How does he go about, I know a lot of people that are gone for the first time here. Mm-hmm. How does he earn your trust and the trust of teammates who I'm sure are skeptical about whether or not he's going to be able to keep it together?
Well, I think you said it. I think you earn it every day, you know. But I think we have to give him the opportunity to earn it too, you know. And it's a two-way street. We also have to earn his trust and him sharing with us, you know, the things he's been through. I think it goes both ways. And I think he gets that. But again, you know, I think over time, you know, it'll show itself where we are. But we're going to support him, and we're going to give him every opportunity to do the things that he needs to do to be a part of this football team.
You've been doing this a long time. So are you really good at knowing when a guy's BSing you and he's being
honest? Normally can spot those people pretty quickly. I don't think he is. If that's the question you're leading to, I don't think by any stretch that this Josh Gordon that I've spent time with the last day or so is in that thought process. I think he's had his butt kicked up over his shoulders quite a few times, and that's been his doing. And I think at some point in time you mature and you understand what you need to do to accomplish your goals and to just be better. You know, and what I see is a guy who is grateful for the opportunity to be back here, grateful to have opportunity to be in this football, in the National Football League. And more so than that, wants to do better and have a better life and have a better opportunity in life, and that's what I see.
In terms of that support system that he's going to get, how would you characterize, you know, how you will not police him or watchdog him, just keep an eye on him to make sure he's doing what he needs to do?
It starts with him. He's a grown man, you know, and so we're going to treat him that way. But we're going to do everything we can to support him. The things that he needs from us, you know, we'll do everything we can within the rules that the National Football League allows us to do to support him that way. And that's what we have to do. He knows my phone's on 24/7. And that's not just with him, with all of our players, you know. And I just think that's one of the huge keys. If you know that somebody's there to going to be there for you and going to help you through whatever, you have a chance of making it. And we wish the best for him, and we want him to make it. And obviously, I think he does too this time.
From a football perspective, I know he's not allowed to practice, but what are you having him doing? How are you trying to get him up to speed so
right.
he can play?
Well, he's in the building. Obviously, he's in our meetings. And then he spends a lot of time with our strength and conditioning coach. And he goes through that process. But then he's also going through the plays, you know, away from us. You know, so there's a script to play so he can get back into that mode of understanding and hearing play calls and where to line up and all those things. So, you know, again, he's not out there with his teammates practicing because that's not what he's allowed to do, but he's doing everything else that you can do to prepare himself. So when he can get back out there, he'll hit the ground running.
You said you did need to feel comfortable that he wasn't trying to talk himself out of Cleveland. Where are you with that?
Very comfortable. Very comfortable. I don't think that's the case at all. And I felt that way, too, prior to that when I was asked, and I'm even more secure in saying that to you all.
How was Joe Thomas as a coach?
Coach Thomas? Shoot, man, Coach Thomas got a lot of experience, doesn't he? No, he's it's fun having him out there, you know. Joe, as I keep telling you guys, is a huge part of what we do, and not just, you know, we wish he was out there playing, but I think the players, he's a mentor too to a lot of these guys in a lot of different ways. So having him out there and having him being involved is huge. You know, as I asked him earlier in the week, I wanted to make sure he's traveling with us and going on the road and being a part of this. You know, this is still his team, you know, so having him around and having him want to be a part of that still is very important, I think, to our players, to me, to our staff, and to all involved.
What does it say about him that, you know, I mean, he just had the surgery like a couple weeks ago, and he is out there. He is. I mean, we saw him a little bit coaching up Durango and guys like that.
I think he misses it. You know, I don't. You know, again, Joe Thomas is a football player. I mean, this is all he's ever known. The guy's haven't missed many snaps. You know, he didn't miss any snaps until this happened. So, I mean, that's what's in his blood. You know, he's a football player by trade and a mentor and a coach, you know, when he's not. So I think it's hard to let that go, you know. So he's invited to anything we have. He knows that. He can run a meeting if he wants. As long as you give him the right information, we're all good.
Detroit then?
I've asked him to. I'm sure he will. You know, he can do that.
Just could you clarify just for me anyway? So after practice, can Deshaun Kizer throw passes to Gordon?
No. So his that part of what he does is away from the football team. You know, he's inside in the indoor doing whatever he's doing, running the routes. I don't think anybody's throwing to him. He can get away from us and maybe himself go catch on the jugs machine and those type of things, but we can't have any contact with him physically that way, doing the physical things that we do on the practice field.
With Deshaun Kizer, you didn't want to talk about the other day, but have you seen, has he been any different when he's been back in the building since the bye week and the, you know, the almost trade? And how did he look out there today?
No, he practiced good. No, not at all. I said to you guys, and I had a very brief conversation with Deshaun, and I'm always very honest with our players. I don't sugarcoat anything. And at the end of the day, like I said to you guys the other day, the most important thing, nothing changed. You know, so here we go. You know, so you go back and you play and you can't worry about those things. And again, I don't want players worried about those things anyway. You know, you shouldn't be. You know, you have a job and you got a job to do, and that's all you can control. You got to let everything else take care of itself.
Without getting into the specifics, are there new things that you may try with Kizer in the second half that you kind of spotted during the study at the bye?
Yeah, there could be some things that we do a little different. You know, I thought we were, you know, making strides in some areas the last several weeks. We got to continue to do so. But there are some things that we'll try a little different just to see if we can, you know, spark this offense a little bit more. We got to score more points. Let's just be honest. We do got to find a way to get the ball in the end zone a little more to have a chance over the next 8 weeks.
Corey Coleman today said that he views himself as a leader, but he didn't want to talk about missing curfew or anything like that. So it seems kind of contradictory. How do you view him that way? Is he growing?
Well, I think he, you know, you said what Corey said. You know, I like Corey. And again, as I said, that those things that happened, they're behind him now. You know, he's paid his dues as far as that's concerned. But leaders have to do the right things at all times. And I think he gets that. And that's the message that has been relayed to him. You can't do it sometimes. You got to do it all the time. And I think he gets that. I think he was embarrassed that it happened. I think he's asked for forgiveness from his teammates, and I think we moved on from it.
You just have to grow up, you.
Absolutely. We have a lot of young guys that got to continue to grow up, you know, and become players in the National Football League and understand this is professional football, you know, that you got to be professional at all times. That's what it means, and that you handle your affairs on the field and off the field the same way, you know, with class and the way the organization wants you to do it. And, again, that's part of my job is to teach that, because there are so many young guys and our coaches' jobs and our organization's job. And I think we're doing that. I mean, knock on wood, we haven't had a ton of problems that way because I don't like dealing with them, and our players know that, and we're not going to deal with them. If we do, we'll deal with them swiftly and get it behind us.
Last weekend there was kind of a – outbreak of some high-profile fights around the league in games. Do you have to remind your players about, you know, keeping composure, or do you expect any kind of change in terms of the officiating to, you know?
I'm sure the officials want to keep those things down, and we do too. I mean, that's not what our league's about. Our league's about playing the game. You know, we're not looking for chokeholds or guys hitting people in the back or any of that. I mean, those things are not what this league is about. So I'm sure, you know, I'm not going to speak for all the other 31 head coaches, but I'm sure all of us are sending a message to our players. We got to handle that part of it the right way. We don't want the game to escalate into that. That's not a good look, you know, obviously for any football team, and it's not a good look for the league.
The injured guys that came back being able to go?
I do. They were out there practicing, you know, after I leave you guys and talk to the medical staff, but I do feel good. IC today pull his hamstring a little bit, so we'll see exactly where that is. So we did have one guy today that had something come up, so we'll work through that and keep going.